This is Spare Parts, your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hi Junior Engineers, patch 5.4 has now been out for a couple of weeks, and although we've reviewed the PTR items, now everything is live. So, I'd like to get in and have a look at the goodies we can now make. Starting off, you'll first need a schematic for Jard's peculiar energy source. This unique to engineering item can be found as a random drop called Chief Engineer Jard's Journal from any creatures that you kill in Pandaria. This shouldn't take you long. Mine dropped from the very first mob I killed as soon as 5.4 was live. Once you've learned the journal, you can then make an energy source. Making Jard's peculiar energy source is relatively cheap. It's only 10 ghost iron bars. However, there is a 1-day cooldown. Make sure that you log in each day and have plenty of ghost iron on hand. I've noticed on my server that prices have spiked since the patch release, so hopefully you're stocked up before. While you're checking your schematic list, you'll find that Jard's Journal has added some new recipes into your book. All of these recipes will need access to an anvil to be created. The first of these is an advanced refrigeration unit. This is a 36-slot BOE cooking bag, and you need 5 energy sources and 5 living steel to make it. This means that you can send it to your alts or maybe even sell it on the auction house for those serious chefs. The next schematic from Jard's book is Pierre. Pierre is a non-combat slash combat pet slash cooking fire. This little guy transforms into a cooking pot and then back into a robotic pet. It can be used for pet battling with the abilities Chop, Frying Pan, Stench, Heat Up, High Fiber and Food Coma. This pet can't be caged or traded, meaning that engineers are going to be the only source for this pet. Hopefully you'll be able to make a little bit of money out of it. To make Pierre, you'll need 15 peculiar energy sources and 15 living steel. The second pet is Rascalbot. This is a super cheeky looking little robot pet designed as a homage to J.J. Abrams' production company. The Rascalbot's abilities are references to his movies and TV shows, that being Phaser, Lens Flare, Armageddon, Plot Twist, Amber Prison, and Reboot. The Plot Twist ability summons a group of baby polar bears. Regular viewers of the series Lost will know what this is all about. To make Rascalbot, you'll need 15 peculiar energy sources and 15 living steel. Like Pierre, this pet can also not be caged or traded, again meaning engineers will be the only source. And last, but most definitely not least, is the final schematic. This is a flying mount called the Sky Golem. Now I'm going to say that this particular mount is what I've been hanging out for since January when we first heard about it on the PTR. At that time on the PTR, it looked like we were finally getting a two-seat flying mount called the Skyclaw. But over this time, the idea was either not practical or it's had some other kind of limitation. It's also no longer a two-seat mount. As a trade-off for this, what we do have now is a very, very cool-looking suit of armor. It looks a lot like a Goblin Shredder suit, but a lot cooler. This suit gives you the ability to fly with a jetpack, and although it does not have a two-seat ability, it has got to be one of the coolest looking mounts I've ever seen. It'll hover in one place, transform when you're on the ground, and walk around like a transformer. It's incredible. This bad boy is going to take 30 peculiar energy sources and 30 living steel to make. And as an added bonus for you herbalist engineers out there, or even just those herbalists who happen to have a very, very generous engineer friend, this flying mount replicates the famous mounted gather ability on herbs that druids are able to make in flight form. You won't be dismounted while herbing and wearing this mount. I'm currently madly making energy sources and saving my living steel to build all of these fantastic devices. I hope you are too. And that's it for this week. To send me WoW engineering questions, please send emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com. Or contact me on Twitter at Moogyver, M-O-O-G-Y-V-E-R, and I'll do my best to answer them for you, either by email if it's complex or in a segment. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes, from spareparts.podomatic.com, or from Stitcher Radio for the full catalogue of past segments. So, until next time, stay safe, keep your fingers crossed for a two-seat flying engineered mount, and tinker with pride.